The Aussies coming up with that emphatic victory by an innings and 40 runs against a hapless Sri Lanka, 144 and then 139 in their second innings, in that big total of the Aussies in their one and only innings of 321. Good to see Travis Head make the 84, Labuschagne with the 81, and unfortunately still no batsman has made 100 for the Aussies so far this summer. Curtis Patterson, I know he only made 30 in the first innings, but it was a pretty composed 30 for a bloke making his debut. Marcus Stoinis has been added to the second test squad. I can't see Justin Langer making any changes to a winning 11, but we'll get the opinion of Jeff Henry Lawson, the second test match starting at Manuka Oval in Canberra on Friday morning. Good day, Jeff.
Good morning, TK. Morning, Loz.
What do you think, mate? Any changes or go with the winning 11?
No, I reckon that's just stick with the winners. We haven't been able to do that for a while in a test match. So, yeah, I mean, there's no point changing the side. I mean, they've added Stoinis. I mean, Stoinis in another world could be in that side as the all-rounders they're looking for. But you've got four bowlers that did the job. Plus, you've got the all-rounders. You've got Head to bowl some overs. You've also got Labuschagne to bowl some overs. So you have got a couple of other bowlers to do a bit of work if you need it. And Manuka might be a bit flat. It'll certainly be a bigger bowling challenge than Brisbane with a pink ball would be. So, yeah, let's keep the same side. Let's go with a bit of continuity and particularly give those batsmen a chance to consolidate their spots.
Yeah, the standout for me over the summer, Jeff, has been Pat Cummins, and again against Sri Lanka, taking 10 for the match. He's had a superb series.
Oh, yeah, he's been brilliant. Look, you know, this brilliance has been a long time in gestation, hasn't he? After that 18-year-old effort at Johannesburg, all the injuries. So he's done it tough to be where he is. So it's no great surprise, but he's still only 25 years old. Bowling brilliantly. I mean, the pink ball that swings, you know, he's almost irresistible with that. Once again, different challenge coming up in Canberra. He's batted well. He was our best player all round, I think, in that India series. Definitely leadership material. Everything's going Pat Cummins' way at the moment.
Are you worried about, well, can you tell us about Mitch Stark, mate, none for 56 with a pink ball against a weak Sri Lanka side? Are you worried about his form?
Well, it could be better. He's never, ever been in his test career a bowler who's bowled, you know, just tight line and length. That's not his go. I mean, it is to bowl fast, and we know he can bowl 150s, and he did a little bit of that in Brisbane, certainly a lot of 145s. We need him to bowl fast. We don't need him to bowl line and length. We've got a couple other bowlers to do that. So his job is slightly different to the other guys. He's your classic shock bowler as opposed to your stock bowler. I reckon in Canberra, we'll see a bit of reverse swing because that wicket's quite abrasive and quite flat. And that might suit him a little better. He goes better when it's reversing. He goes around the wicket. He's got it much more under control. So I reckon the conditions down there will actually be better for him to bowl. But yeah, he's not at his best. He's having a little dip in form that a lot of people do. But certainly, as our strike bowler, I mean, he has certainly that potential. And you can't just leave him out of a side and put in a medium pacer. You've got to keep bowling your strike bowlers at this level. So bit of faith in someone who's got 200 test wickets to be nice, and I reckon Manuka will be the spot for him.
Yeah, Henry, how have you rated our bowlers as a unit throughout the summer? And I think I was reading somewhere throughout the week, and is this a big stat in your mind, the fact that they've got no LBWs in every test that they've played this summer?
When you do your bowling stats, you certainly look up the number of bowls and LBWs you've got, and that can indicate if you're bowling, you know, the channel outside of stuff or bowling the stuff. So, yeah, look, Miles, I think that is an important stat, and it should tell the bowling coach a few things, and hopefully David Saker's picked up on that as well, and they want to move the channel over a little bit towards the stumps.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was a bigger challenge against India, particularly with Pujara just blocking up an end. Sri Lanka, I think you'll get more rewards if you bowl straight, if you bowl off stump, if you bowl middle stump. And if you bowl middle stump to Pujara or Kohli or Jarman, they just knock you out through the leg side. So, a little bit straighter would be nice. I think Jai Richardson has proven that he can bowl that that line at the stumps. A really promising debut for him. But, yeah, the top of Oss, a nice place to bowl as we're hitting the stumps.
Henry, the Sixers in action tonight, the Sydney Sixers, that is. They're tied on 12 points, so if a win would go a long way to securing a position in the semi-finals. They take on the Adelaide Strikers. The Sixers $1.80, the Strikers $2.05. Is this new extended Big Bash working, or do we need to condense it? The school holidays finish today, buddy.
Well, I think the jury's out on that. Whether the TV audiences stay up, because it's not just, bums on seats we're counting here. I know the Sixers' average numbers are down quite a bit. I think around the average, probably 14, 15,000 mark, where it's been up around the 18, 19. The reason for that, I don't know. I've got to wait till the market researchers do their stuff and tell me. But I think Moses Henriquez made some interesting points, certainly today's paper, about, from a player's point of view, you've just got to get used to a longer season. And the Sixers have had five away games in a row, and now at home games, so they're nice and fresh and ready to go. But you've just got to get used to being on the road. I mean, that's the nature of the game these days, and the players have to adapt to it. So from a player's point of view, the season is the season. I mean, it's as long as a piece of string sort of thing. I mean, the rugby league season starts in first week of March and seems to go over an eternity, and there's a sport where you have to be fresh all the time. But crowd-wise, the jury's out, TK. Let's see. Talk to me after the finals. The Sixers have still got three more games to go, two home games. Next weekend, they've got the Thunder. So that'll be a bit of an acid test as to how the crowds go. So that promises, with both sides in the hunt for the finals and being the local derby, I always think a big crowd for that. So if we don't get a big crowd for that may tell us what the crowds are thinking.
Look, I think every code, not just cricket, every code, they need superstars, and it's just a debate whether we've got enough superstars playing in the Big Bash currently. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, I think there's a few young guys coming through. The Sixers have got a couple of burgeoning superstars. Josh Felipe is definitely one of those. Ben Dorsch, Ben Manetti. There's a couple of young guys there who are likely to bring crowds through the gate. You've just got to give them a bit of a time to mature.
Yeah. Henry, now we're worried about the Ashes, obviously going over there and playing England later this year. But I tell you what, the Poms have done themselves no favours, and it might be a good thing for us. They were absolutely smashed by the West Indies by 380 runs, including getting roll for 77 in the first dig. Have they got anything to be scared about? Are they struggling, for the future, or is it just because they played away from home and everyone keeps telling me teams struggle away from home?
Yeah, look, mate, that was an amazing test match. I mean, 18 wickets fell on the second day and none on the third. I'm going to put that down as just one of those games. I mean, the Windies haven't been strong. They've been improving, but they haven't been strong. And England have been quite consistent. So, if I'm the English coach, Trevor Bayliss, I'm probably just put that one in the dustbin and say, well, that's one of those games, because it was quite remarkable for the way the scores went. Mind you, they'll have to bounce back at the second test, which starts pretty shortly. That'll be the litmus test for them, bouncing back after that loss. But, absolutely weird one, that.
Very, very weird, and outstanding performance too, with Holder making that double century. Mate, we thank you so much, Henry. Enjoy your trip to Canberra.
Should be good, guys. Looking forward to it.